Big Sky Breakdown presented by Holloway and Hulling Law, your advocates for justice in Montana. A new presenting sponsor here at the Big Sky Breakdown and Skyline Sports, courtesy of an old friend. Known Nate Holloway for a really long time. We've known each other since back in our college days. He's a Missoula guy just like I am, and proud of him. Really proud of him, the way he's been able to rise through the legal ranks. And now here we are in partnership with Nathan Hulling, who's become a new friend, and really enjoyed my time meeting Nathan as well. At Holloway and Hulling, the firm combines their passion for justice with a deep understanding of Montana law. With over 25 years of experience, the team offers expert legal representation in criminal defense, personal injury, and family law. Holloway and Hulling are not just lawyers. They are your advocates in the courtroom and beyond, and they're a team of legal professionals united by one common goal: to provide exceptional legal representation to the people of Montana. These guys are aces when it comes to criminal defense, personal injury, or DUI. It's easy if you want to find them. MontanaLawyers.net. Old Works Golf Course is one of the most challenging tracks you will find anywhere in Montana, and that's why they host so many of the premier golf tournaments around the Treasure State. The 18-hole course measures at more than 7,700 yards, making it one of the longest courses in the Big Sky State. The Jack Nicklaus design comes from one of the best players of all time and one of the world's leading course designs. Jack Nicklaus has designed over 310 courses, including this gem located in Anaconda, Montana. Be sure to check out Jack's Grill while you're there. Jack's Grill is also open year-round. Old Works Golf Course, a gem of the Treasure State, located in Anaconda, Montana. We've been talking all sorts of spring football, but I wanted to go outside the state of Montana and talk about the rest of the Big Sky Conference. So now, a fun guest for us, somebody that joined us several times during the last fall season and joins us weekly on Vandals Weekly, a podcast extension of the Big Sky Breakdown on Skyline Sports, head coach of the University of Idaho, Jason Eck, joining us here on Nuance. Now, Coach, thanks for being here, man. How you been? What's been going on?
Well, it's raining over here, too. It's no better weather in Moscow, so we inherited that. But I'm doing pretty well and enjoying being in the middle of spring ball here.
Well, I know you guys got started a little later than some of the teams. It's always a moving target in the Big Sky. I think that's a great definition of how different all the schools are in the Big Sky, depending on weather and location and all that sort of stuff. But before we get to your current state of affairs, tell us just about this offseason. The moving target that is attacking the offseason, I'm sure, has been quite a task for you guys to strategize about with all these new moving parts. So when it comes to coming off of a great season, a playoff berth, a playoff win, all these great things, but then all these other things like the transfer portal, both the comings and goings in that, how do you go about attacking it as a coaching staff and as a football program?
Yeah, you know, it's a little different than it was 5 years ago, you know, before the transfer portal got rolling and name, image, and likeness. But, you know, every year is a little different. You know, you got to look at, you know, what your needs are and you know, who you got to bring in. You got to do a good job of developing players. I still think that is one of the keys of being good in FCS football. It's much more so than player acquisition. It's doing a good job of the guys who are on your roster, you know, turning guys who are, you know, pretty good into really good, and guys who didn't play much into, you know, valuable contributors, and young guys into starters. So that's been a big part of it. And then, you know, at this level, you're always going to have, you know, turnover in your staff, too. You know, we have four new coaches this year, and, you know, I was excited. I had three of our coaches who had great opportunities at FBS to make a heck of a lot of money, so I was happy for them. But, you know, it's melding that staff together, too. So I really think, you know, building your team every year is a little unique now in FCS football. Every team is going to be quite a bit different. You're going to have a little bit more roster turnover than ever before.
I was thinking about this exact concept just the other day because I was going through South Dakota State's pro day numbers, and you were obviously at South Dakota State for quite a while before taking over there at the University of Idaho. And you looked at all those guys that did pro day, from Mason McCormick to Garrett Greenfield to Isaiah Davis, the Yankee Twins, Zach Hines. I mean, every single one of those guys, none of those guys are Power 5 drop-downs or, you know, transfers in. Those guys are guys that were recruited there and developed there. And, of course, South Dakota State is the two-time defending national champion. So they are sort of the gold standard right now in FCS football. So how do you sort of go about maintaining that belief, that player development? Because I totally agree with you. Player development at the Big Sky Conference level, at the FCS level, is the key to everything. How do you go about maintaining that belief, though, when there are, you know, all these other options where you can go get this new shiny toy from, you know, the Pac-12 or the Big Ten or wherever?
Well, you know, I think it's such a big deal, you can't ignore it. You know, you can't, I do not think you can build your roster solely on high school kids.
Totally.
But we'd still love to be 75 or 80% high school kids and then sprinkle in the transfers to do that. And, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's put a renewed emphasis on us on, really finding the right fit, you know, trying to find guys who are fits here. And, I know Montana State have done a great job at getting a lot of in-state kids, there. And again, I think those kids, kids who really fit are more likely to stay. And I think South Dakota State has done a great job of that. All those guys, most of those guys you're talking about in the pro day, who had great pro days and stuff, all those guys could have been Power 5 players last year and got some money if they wanted to. But, I think they were having such a good experience. It was such a good fit where they were at. They decided to stay. So I think that is, more important than ever is just finding kids who are, Moscow, Idaho is a good fit for them and they're going to be happy because, the best players in our conference are always going to have opportunities if they want them. And it's just making sure that, they understand that they're such good fits that the grass isn't always greener.
Jason Eck joining us here on Nuanez Now, the head coach of the University of Idaho. Well, then the transfer portal impacted your program. Javonte McCoy moving on. He goes to Oregon State. I know internally, though, people that have followed University of Idaho closely, I know you love the guy that you played a little bit down the stretch last year in Jack Lane. So just give us the scenario there. I mean, obviously, I know you loved Vonnie, and he was a great player for you guys, but how do you move on at quarterback, and what have you thought of the early returns here in spring ball at that position?
Yeah, Vonnie's did a great job for us, and we wish him well down there at Oregon State, and are rooting for him. But we have a ton of confidence in Jack Lane. He's led us to two, real big victories the last 2 years. The game, ironically, they're both against Idaho State, and the first year, we needed that game just to make the playoffs, and then this year, we needed it to get a seed, and I think playing so dominant in that game against Idaho State, helped us get a top four seed, and get us two home games. So whenever we've, called upon Jack, he's delivered, and I think that the team has a lot of confidence in it. I think we kind of showed that with our actions. We didn't take a quarterback in the transfer portal this year. We didn't feel we need to because we felt very good about him and our backup, Jack Wagner, who was our third last year. And Jack's had a good spring so far. He's got a great command of the offense. Is probably the smartest quarterback football wise I've been around in my whole coaching career, and I think he's really growing and embracing the leadership role now. So very excited about his future for us.
Why should you choose Holloway and Hulling Law? Well, a variety of reasons. But if you've been in a car accident that wasn't your fault, medical malpractice type of case, you're hurt at work, at Holloway and Hulling, their personal injury lawyers have a proven track record of successful settlements and verdicts, and they'll work tirelessly to make sure that you are compensated. They handle each case with the utmost care and dedication, ensuring that you can focus on your recovery while handling the legal complexities that you might face. Nate Holloway, Nathan Hulling, more than 2,000 plus successful cases in their career. The firm has more than 25 years of experience. To find out more, you can visit MontanaLawyers.net.
What's the next step for him then? Because he is a really talented young man. And like you said, he's had some great flashes in his limited time so far. So what's the next step for him? What do you hope to get out of him this spring and carry over into the fall?
Yeah, I just think continuing to grow, embracing the leadership role, because I think he has a ton of leadership qualities, and I think guys look up to him. But, it's a little different. When you're the backup quarterback, it's tough to be a, a captain or a leader, but I certainly think he's going to be one of those guys for us. And, I think not putting too much pressure on himself. He's got to be himself. He's a little different player than Vonnie. He's not quite, as mobile, but I think he can, he's got to keep making just great, great decisions with the football, and that's, there's a lot of ways that you can beat like good pass rush teams, as a quarterback. Some guys do it by, kind of like Vonnie did it, by great athleticism and evading rushers and extending plays. Other guys are, like Tom Brady, who, wasn't a freak athlete, but could, was very knowledgeable about where to go to the football and got rid of it on time. And, Jack's probably going to fall a little bit more in that range. He's a good athlete, but he's going to be a little bit more, similar to a guy like Tom Brady, who's going to, if there's pressure coming, rather than having to make the guy blitz and miss, it's recognize it and then replace and throw the ball where the blitz came from and where they're avoiding the coverage.
get it out quick, right? I know that the last year you guys played so many young guys up front on both sides, but particularly on the offensive line. So as an offensive line guy yourself, where's that group at, and where do you think they can go to, and where do you hope they go to here in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an area that we got to keep improving, and I think we have made strides. You know, we got, we really only lost one guy who played for us last year. Abe Christensen graduated, so we got everybody back in there, and really two guys, because Eli Sanchez, we had a year of eligibility, but he had to hang it up just because of injuries. So he started the first few games, and then he was out starting with the Montana game. But, I think they're working hard. I think they're developing. We have... a good, unique situation this spring where we got Mike Iupati joining us as one of our 13 coaches.
Oh, wow.
Former Vanderbilt lineman, so he's helping out with Coach Booth. So, we have an assistant line coach for the spring, which is nice to really put emphasis on that position. And I think there's definitely some guys, Charlie Bleem, Nate Azapardi, guys who started last year who look like they've made a jump from last year, and we got to keep bringing that unit along, and our D-line, because I still think that's you look at like where South Dakota State, was this year as the national champion. I think that's, the gap, us and really probably all the Big Sky teams to win a national championship. That's where we got to keep getting better, O-line and D-line, to match up with, that team or, old MNDSU when they were winning all their titles. I mean, that's been shown to be the recipe to win a national championship in FCS football, be really, really good on the O-line and D-line.
No doubt. Jason Eck joining us here, the head coach of the University of Idaho. Mike Iupati, a pretty good assistant line coach for the spring session coach. I mean, he's a former first-team All-Pro, multiple-time Pro Bowler there, so pretty good acumen for him. I think the guys will probably listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, no, it's been a great thing, and I think he's been helping out the last couple of years kind of on a part-time basis at the College of Idaho, and I think he's got the blessing from his wife now to really pursue this full-time, and so he's going to be with us spring, and he's got an NFL internship this summer with the Chargers. His old coach with the Niners is over there now, Harbaugh, and then we'll see if he can. I think that would maybe be the best thing for him, is maybe parlay his connections in the NFL to get into that level. But he's been doing a tremendous job, and Coach Booth's doing a good job too. I think he knows we got to make a step, and O-line improvements usually don't happen overnight. It's a slow build, but I think we're grinding on it, and we have zero. We kind of have a unique thing right now. We have zero seniors on offense this year.
Wow,
we have no. Everybody, is a junior or less in our offensive team, so we can hopefully keep building here for the future here, and be very strong over the next couple of years and continue to improve.
At Jewelry Design Center, they can make anything you desire.
We have branded jewelry that you'll see across the world and the country. And you have full access to our full manufacturing shop. You can look in the case. You don't have to start out designing something. You can see anything that we have in the case that customize it for your personal experience.
Jewelry Design Center, now open in Missoula at 2501 Brook Street, across from the Montana Club. Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.
Well, certainly we'll talk again before this spring session is over, but we're kind of up against it. So one last question for you in the here and now. You mentioned the multiple coaching changes that you had on your coaching staff, but you bring in a new defensive coordinator. I thought Rob Orange did a good job last year, and now you bring in Dan Jackson. I know you guys have some history. I go back to your South Dakota State days. So what'd you like about the hire, and how's that acclimation point been?
Yeah, it's been great. Rob did a tremendous job for us, and we'll be rooting for him at San Diego State. But excited to get Dan in here. Dan was a guy who when I first got hired here, I tried to hire. I worked with him for 4 years and know what a talented coach he is, and how great he is with relationships with players, developing guys. And, this will be a new role for him as a coordinator. He's been a position coach, really his whole career. He was a special teams coordinator before. But I think he'll flourish in this role, and he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job for us so far.
Jason Eck, head coach of the University of Idaho. Our continued spring ball coverage here, both ESPN Radio as well as SkylineSportsMT.com. Coach Eck, thanks for being here, man. And we'll catch up with you soon, but best of luck with the rest of spring ball, and thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Colter. He's up.
I think what distinguishes our firm is collectively our experience. I think that's really important. Nathan and I both have handled hundreds and hundreds of criminal cases. We work on our large cases together. It's not like a situation where you hire a law firm, you hire the owner or the partner, and then you're going to have someone else handling all the actual reviewing the evidence and going through things. I mean, we take personal responsibility for all of our clients, and we work together on a lot of them to try and get good results. And I also think that it is a result-oriented business to a degree, and we get good results. If you're ever, you know, interviewing lawyers or trying to figure out who to hire, call us. We can show it to you. We can prove what we've done for our clients in the past and what we'll continue to do for them in the future.
Another thing you can do is you can go to our website. You can look at our recent cases and the results that we've gotten in those cases. And also in a little over 12 months, we've gotten almost 60 Google reviews. And I think people can go there and see what our past clients have thought of us.
Holloway and Holling are not just lawyers. They are your advocates in the courtroom and beyond. And they're a team of legal professionals united by one common goal: to provide exceptional legal representation to the people of Montana. These guys are aces when it comes to criminal defense, personal injury, or DUI. It's easy if you want to find them. MontanaLawyers.net. Old Works Golf Course is one of the most challenging tracks you will find anywhere in Montana, and that's why they host so many of the premier golf tournaments around the Treasure State. The 18-hole course measures at more than 7,700 yards, making it one of the longest courses in the Big Sky State. The Jack Nicklaus design comes from one of the best players of all time and one of the world's leading course designs. Jack Nicklaus has designed over 310 courses, including this gem located in Anaconda, Montana. Be sure to check out Jack's Grill while you're there. Jack's Grill is also open year-round. Old Works Golf Course, a gem of the Treasure State, located in Anaconda, Montana.